BBC Radio Foyle. With Mark Patterson.
And folks, to my next guest, let's keep our eye on this digital agenda, digital creativity, imagineering. I think once the whole Project Kelvin debate had settled and the whole row had settled, we were left with a sense of opportunity in the city. And so it's interesting that next week in McGee, there's going to be an official launch of Derry's digital content strategy with a one-day seminar where some serious heads, if I can call them that, are making their way here from the likes of Goldsmiths College in London. Well, at the heart of the agenda next week will be the Professor of Intelligent Multimedia in the University of Ulster at McGee, and is of course Professor Paul McKevitt. Paul, lovely to have you in, and good afternoon to you.
Thanks very much, Mark.
Paul, safe to say that the academics, any of you that I've spoken to this last couple of years of this, eagerly want to see this happening. I suggest to you that the people are still waiting for it to happen. So bring us up to speed. What's happening with this?
Absolutely, Mark. Well, as you know, there's a lot of work going on in this city, in the university at McGee, and also the Northwest Regional College, and the Nerve Centre and the Verbal Arts Centre, and then in Letterkenny as well, which is not too far away, in the area of digital creativity. And it's really about getting computer programs to be more creative, getting computer programs to do things like film, music, and animation, and very much computer games is an area where all of this software applies. And then storytelling, digital storytelling, is another area where creativity is very important. And what we're really doing, and what I do in my research at McGee in the School of Computing and Intelligent Systems, there's also work going on in the School of Creative Arts at McGee, is looking at this creativity, looking at digital creativity, and then building computer programs to do things like storytelling, to do education through the use of games and online games, and very much looking at music as well. And we've got one project where we're looking at replacing missing music in bursty wireless networks, automatically replacing that missing music so you don't notice it missing.
And we have some players here. We're not a globally renowned region. I know a lot of people say, well, we have some specific individuals and companies here doing very, very well. But are you saying, Paul, that this is all happening because of Kelvin, or regardless of Kelvin? Is this kind of thing going to be happening anyway? I think an awful lot of us want to see the good come out of that Kelvin idea.
Absolutely, Mark. Well, you mentioned companies as well. I mean, we've got a spin-out company from McGee, iSpyFX, which Anton Hutton has spun out, and it's doing a lot of work on mobile applications and mobile computational creativity, iPhone applications. Then we've got a company set up here very close to Radio Foyle, 360 Production, John Farn, and they're doing a lot of work on film production and documentaries. But you're right, this area is an area which can very much use Project Kelvin, because secure transmission of computer games and of film across networks where you don't want other people stealing those games or films is very important. Mm-hmm. And so Kelvin is an application where we could use for transmission and secure transmission of image data as well.
But I remember one academic told me once, Paul, that if we don't make our bread, so to speak, with Kelvin in the first 2 or 3 years, that it'll be out of date anyway. Do you share those concerns? I don't see yet in this town the actual benefits of Kelvin, that pipeline which comes in from the States right through our town into the whole of the rest of Europe. I mean, where are these benefits?
Well, you're right. I mean, it's not just this area, creative technologies, digital creativity, that can use Kelvin. There are other areas, medicine, a secure transmission of medical data, and at high speeds too, for analysis and consultation in, for example, the States or Europe, and then banking information of banking data as well, and secure transmission of that. So those are three example areas where
of potentials. What I'm asking you is, I thought the deal was that we would see this absolute mecca of a sort of a fringe of companies that would build around Kelvin, great medical companies and software companies and, I don't know, financial companies. Are you concerned that we're not seeing that infrastructure being built now?
Well, I think we're seeing a start, you know.
Right.
Mark, we're seeing companies like 360 Productions setting up here, and IceBFX being spun out from McGee, and other small companies being set up in the computer games like Silver Tongue Software, which came out of the Digital Media Works and the Northwest Regional College, Norbik. So, you know, it's going to take time. I mean, Kelvin is going live in this month, actually, and it'll take time for these companies, new companies coming in, to notice that Kelvin's here, and then to start coming into the city.
And when you have global leaders like Goldsmiths, that their key people coming here, it's the right kind of mood music, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, for next Wednesday at this one day workshop on digital creativity, our keynote invited speaker is Professor Geraint Wiggins. From Goldsmiths College in London, in the computing department there, and he is a key player in the United Kingdom in this area.
Yeah.
He has worked on the area for a number of years, particularly looking at music, but also looking at language, and he is also on a number of the government panels in digital creativity and digital media. So it's great to have him coming here. Derry City Council have sponsored his visit here, and Derry City Council are also officially launching their digital content strategy that's been worked on by Mark Nagurski and Colin Stutt. And Mark Nagurski from Own Brand Media, another small startup company, and Really Practical, established up there in the Nerve Centre with the incubation going on there in this area too, in creative media, creative technologies.
So these things are happening busy. We don't maybe see them every day in the paper or on the radio, but what you're saying, Paul, is that there is an agenda here. I mean, I'm just looking at some of these exhibits, dozens and dozens of them, and some very, very complicated, computational creativity is going to be looked at, monetizing the industry, mobile creativity, wireless solutions, all that kind of thing. But it's great that that's all in McGee, and you guys at least are doing your bit.
Absolutely, Mark. Well, one of the things we're going to be showcasing next Wednesday is the software that we're developing in our research, and the work that we're doing with PhD students who are developing computer programs like Play Physics that teaches first year university students about momentum and other aspects of physics online.
But for me, the key thing, and maybe finally, Paul, I always hear this brilliance about the academic quality of what's happening in the various departments, certainly in McGee. I would love to see more of it monetized. That those guys leave the front door of McGee, they get their wee lease down in Springtown, out in Pennyburn, and they open a wee place and lead the world with their brains and intelligence. Would it were so simple?
Exactly, Mark, and that's one of the things that personally I've been doing as well. We've got some funding from Investor in Ireland, proof of concept funding, and we're being helped very much through the Office of Innovation at the University of Ulster. We're putting in patent applications, and these proof of concept projects could lead down the line to companies being developed. And then you have Digital Media Works at the Northwest Regional College, and so. That's exactly right. What we have to look at, and we've got a panel session next Wednesday morning at the end of the morning session on exactly what you're talking about, Mark, as monetizing. How do we get
an industry out of it?
An industry out of it. How do we develop it further, taking it from the research lab and from the test tube into actual company that could employ people in the city and develop into a larger company.
Well, we wish you well with that, Paul. Ahead of next week's major one-day seminar in the city, Professor Paul McKeever joins me. Paul, thank you for that. Paul is the Professor of Intelligent Multimedia in McGee. It's called the Imagineering Quarter, Desperately Seeking Digital Creativity. It's a full-day series of events next Wednesday, and just a little portal there into the vigour of McGee here leading that particular agenda for so many of the top people and performers in that broad industry of sort of computational creativity and digital creativity. Good stuff. 712 66 522.